From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You're all set to do some serious wine tasting. Well, before you start sipping, let's do a quick cram for the wine tasting exam. Close your books. It'll be a breeze after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from epicstyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at epicstyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. epicstyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Here at Uncorked, we love a good winery visit or two, or three, so if you're like me, you definitely want to get the most out of the experience. And I'm not talking heavy pours. Some important advice begins at home. Forget the fragrance. Perfume and aftershave can overpower the often delicate aromas that you're trying to pick up in your glass. And if you scrubbed your pearly whites to perfection, eat some nice fattening bread before you taste. Or you might as well drink grapefruit juice. Ready for your first sample? Taste from light to heaviest. Crisp, dry whites, then oakier whites, and similarly, the lighter, fruitier reds should be followed by more full-bodied examples. Sweet wines last, and bubbly first in line. Now, if you've noticed some crackers on the tasting bar, that is not your lunch. Crackers along with water are a great palate cleanser between each wine. Pay attention not just to the taste, but the look and smell of the wine. All three senses play a vital role in your overall enjoyment. Remember, you don't have to spit, but similarly, you don't have to finish every last drop either. That's easier said than done. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.